We made it difficult on ourselves early in the football game, field position wise. Made a really bad decision on their field, the little fake field goal thing, and it kind of turned things for a little while. But once we got going, geez, we just took control. And I thought we took control up front. I didn't think there was any question that we could run the football at any time. We could do, come here, Ryan, get up here, come on. And all of the stuff that we hope to do really on the line of scrimmage we got done. You know, we didn't get sacked and all that. Scott Ryan Davis was with me. One of the guys has been hanging with us for a long time. When that happened, I thought Stephon Johnson really jumped out. He really took on. He had a lot of space, a lot of room. I think he averaged 13 yards a carry, and CJ averaged 17 yards a carry, which is crazy numbers. But well, we really felt good about what we were doing, so we didn't have to throw the football at all. And I thought when we needed to get our surge to really take the ball in control in the second half, the defense rose up and made a couple of huge plays and took the game over. The game was done. So we had an opportunity to play a lot of guys, and we did it. We always will do that, and it didn't end feeling so good because we couldn't slow down the passing game. But I'm not worried about that. This game was clear that we had command of it, and I love that we played the way we did today. We handled the setting. This is a great crowd. This is a fantastic setting to be in. There's no doubt about it. This is.
You think so, right?
Yeah, it's pretty loud. Man, I know. I heard you a couple times. The fact that it was like that, and we got to face that situation, take total command of the game, and really quiet the crowd down, was really what we had hoped to do. So we accomplished a tremendous amount in that in itself, regardless of what the score wound up. I'm thrilled that we scored a bunch of points and ran the football, and it was easy for John David tonight. A little disappointed we dropped a couple balls, but other than that, I thought for the most part we did what we needed to do. We had to adjust a little bit. They were moving the ball well early, and then the guys rallied around the things that we did, and everything worked out fine, and I thought we had the game in command. Once the offensive line started the surge, the defensive answered it, and there it was going. So, heck of a day. Do you have anything to add to that?
He hasn't been a shakeout yet. Stephon going to be a guy.
Well, we were at 9-1. Did you worry about it? I thought he looked great. We got Chauncey back. He's officially back. He did not get banged at all. But he's back in action to play at full load here when we need him next week. Everybody made it through in that position, so we'll see what happens. I'm just too hesitant to play Herschel yet, but he's getting close and just need to make sure we prepared him enough and he's hit enough so that he can get his shots when he gets in there too. So I thought Stanley Avili did great again. Freddie Davis came through again with some nice catching runs. I thought John threw the ball beautifully tonight. We just had a couple drops that he got away from us. Other than that, I thought he was in total command. So really good night. I thought in special teams as well. We covered kicks well. We hammered the ball well. We did all of the things we wanted to do. So I'm really pleased. This is a huge game to go on the road and get this win for a young team. So we'll be very excited to go back home next week and get going.
Were you surprised your defensive front was able to contain Nebraska about 30 yards on the ground?
Yeah, I didn't know if we would or not. You know, we didn't know that. That's how we hoped to play. And our guys played. We had really two fantastic weeks of run defense. We really made a big deal about it and emphasized the heck out of it with respect to all that they had done in their two games. And I was really thrilled that we were able to get that done. That's a big marker for us. And I know there's a bunch of yards piled up in the passing game. But I thought that's a big step for us to take. That's the kind of run defense we're going to count on.
You had some big plays tonight where it looked like it was, going to stop, be a disaster or whatever else, and then all of a sudden things would break open on the return on some of the runs by the players. Is that something that you've seen or have seen coming?
I'm not sure what you're asking me here. What was it that happened?
The kickoff return. The ball pops up in the air, it could be disaster. You lose it, instead you return it.
Yeah, they're good football players. We're really on the field. Malcolm Stepp is a heck of an all-around football player. Ran the ball in high school, and, he just reacted. That guy's making great decisions, right in the flash of a moment, and that was a huge play for us. Unfortunately, Vincent got hurt tonight, and I don't have all of this stuff for you, but it wasn't a neck injury. He got hit in the throat really bad, and he was having some trouble breathing on the field, but he could talk, and he was lucid and all that, but it just took a long time for him to get comfortable, so it felt real bad for him. I think he's going to spend the night here and then come back tomorrow.
Coach Sam Baker has said to us that in the second quarter you had mentioned to him and some other players that you guys were going to run the ball. Well, obviously there were some big plays. Is there something that you see specifically in the offensive line that makes you say, okay, this is what we're going to do predominantly for the rest of the
season? It was at the time when Vincent was on the field there, we had some time. We had a chance to talk to those guys, and we just told them to run the ball every play until something changes. And it's up to them, you know. And we ripped off about a 20-yarder and bang-bang in the end zone like four or five plays later, running the football, which was a tremendous response by them, for them, for everybody, you know. And then with it, really, we knew we had a chance to do whatever we wanted from that point on. And so you know, we were very, very pleased about that. It's great fun for the O-line, Pat Rule and those guys. And they won't love anything more in the world than that. And they did a great job tonight. So we were hooting and hollering in the locker room about the O-line, you know, 3-yard rush and all that kind of stuff. So, big deal.
Can you comment on that, too, in terms of the Raptors? Line versus guys, how well you could run against it?
We thought we could. We really came in thinking we could run the football, and you know, we thought we saw some stuff that we could get that, you know, you don't know until you get here. I thought the scheming was really good tonight. The stuff that we did really had them kind of on their heels a little bit, and the misdirection stuff was hard for them.
Dee, was this the best running game for you guys since the Reggie Lendale?
Yeah, we really, the holes were enormous, you know, and we were ripping them off. It was great fun to watch those guys. Must have been a great game to watch them upstairs, but you could really see all the open field moves and things. Stephon's really something. Now, he gets out there, they don't tackle him. And, you know, he makes guys miss, he bounces off guys, he makes extra yards on his own some, too. You know, we had a couple times when they had pressure and the guy was right in the hole and they had to make the tackle. And that's Stephon making things happen. So it's very exciting emergence for this kid. You know, when he was you know, in the tank a year ago at this time, and he just would not let it die. He kept battling his way back. He finally figured out what we were looking for, and then he's had a fantastic camp and two great games for us so far.
How anxious were you to play? I mean, people have talked about everything but USC.
Yeah, I was ready to put myself in. Just to play here in Nebraska?
No, just as people talk about Oklahoma and LSU and about their game runs in the polls.
Oh, I don't care about that stuff. I could care less about it, obviously. You know, if that was a big deal to us, we'd have played this game a little bit differently. But our guys play and practice and work their tails off, and they deserve to get in the game. And we got something to gripe about on too now. You know, the things that happened in the fourth quarter, we're pleased with. But we'll coach those guys up. They'll feel this victory as much as anybody else because of their participation. And it's a good thing. In the long run, it's the best thing. Disregarding whatever other reasons you might do something differently. We're very clear about it. I hate it. I hate showing giving yards. But it was sometimes this is what you have to do to bring your players along.
A lot of ways you could take he was in the tank last year.
He just came to camp and he just didn't have the right mentality to compete like the other guys did. He thought that what he was giving was great effort. He thought that he was finishing well. He didn't catch balls well. He didn't do it. I mean, he just wasn't a good player. And we knew better. You know, we had seen all this stuff. We knew he was a better player than that. And when we went to scrimmages, he played real well. And so that you could see the sparks. But then, you know, this is the program. You've got to produce every single day you're out there. And meanwhile, CJ was going crazy, and Moody was doing great stuff. And those guys they just left him in the dust for a while. But there were some sparks when you saw it. We saw him all the way at the bowl preparation. That when we give guys chances again, it was like going back to the camp again. And we saw him there. And then all of a sudden they said, hey, maybe he's come to life. And he was running hard. He was finishing plays. He was blocking better. He was doing everything better. But then he got surgery in January, you know, for his shoulder. And so we didn't see him off through spring football, so we didn't know. But the glimmer that we saw, you know, gave us enough feeling that we brought him back to camp as a freshman, in a sense. And throw him right back to the front, give him all his reps, show us what you can do, and just like we do with the young guys that come into the program. And that opportunity was all the difference in the world for this guy. And he capitalized on it. He's run like that every single day he's been on the field. He's never not been like that. What you saw today is what we've seen all camp long. So it's a beautiful thing. We're excited about it and excited for him, and just want him to keep that warrior spirit and keep coming and bringing it and see how far you can go. 144 yards, big deal, you know, and it's cool to see that.
One last question, Coach. You've always talked about turnovers. Tonight you had two interceptions in the back-to-back series. Those are kind of the turning points in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think that's when we took control of the game totally. I mean, I think it was ours, you know, and we just waited for the fourth quarter to substitute, but up until then, I thought those were the plays that just bang-bang ricocheted the whole momentum. They didn't have a chance to get back in because of that. And the way the offense was handling the football together, it was really cool. It was really exciting to see the team, you know, just elevate like that. Big Ryan's been with us. You guys don't know this. He's been kind of our insider for a number of years. I don't know, back 4 years ago or something, 3 years ago. He's been with us for a long time, and he came in with us today. He had been over the weekend, spent some time with the team, and we'll just wish him the very best. This is one of our real favorite guys. I don't want to call him a mascot. He's getting too tall for that kind of stuff now, but I love having him with us. Thanks, Ryan. Okay, see you.